Hi, I'm Rabbi Menachem Wolf of the Spirit Grow Joseph Chris Center. I want to talk about owning your moment. And I'm drawing this lesson from the Purim story because the Purim story has a quote that, since I delved into it years back, I live with this sentence. And it's not just on Purim. It's all the time. Sometimes I find it very empowering. Sometimes I find it very daunting. But it's a powerful statement. For context, Queen Esther has been approached by her uncle Mordechai, who informs her that Haman has passed legislation to kill the Jews. Esther's not aware of this legislation because she's tied up in royal affairs and the palace and not the government and the governance of the nation. And she says, well, what am I supposed to do? I don't have power over the king. I'm one of many women in his harem. And I am the queen, but that doesn't mean I have a power or a way to get involved in legislating. In fact, if I dare to approach the king and have him feel that he is wrong in my eyes, if I approach and I contradict him, if I approach unannounced, this would be seen as insubordination and I could be killed. And Mordechai says to her, this is so powerful. Umi yodea im le'es kazois higat l'malchus. How do you know it isn't for this moment that you arrive to the throne? Mordechai is saying, What are the chances of you becoming a queen of Persia? You're from a Jewish family, which is basically being part of public enemy number one. You've got no blue blood. What is it that makes you more befitting than the other hundreds of thousands of women who were brought to Ahasuerus, from which one would be selected as a queen? And he's not guilting her. That's not what Mordechai does. He's highlighting that this is her moment. Often we look for our moment. When is our moment going to come? And Mordechai says, your moment has arrived. Every moment is the moment. In fact, the most important moment is probably not going to come with a beautiful bow around it. It's not going to come with some sort of sign saying, here is your moment. It's not going to be a comfortable moment. It's not going to be the winning of a lottery. It will be a lottery of sorts. And finally, Purim means lottery. But it's not going to be, it is a lottery of sorts in that it's just going to pop up. But it's not going to necessarily look comfortable or pleasurable. So I ask you, how often do you find yourself in a moment where actually you have what it takes? You have the knowledge or you have the skill. You have a connection. You have a personality. You have the time. You have the money. You have whatever it is that is necessary for you to make a move, to do something, very likely something that will put you well out of your comfort zone, but your actions will have incredible results, whether on a micro and nano social level or on a macro level. In this case, it's Esther being told, you have been made the queen of Persia. You've got to seize this opportunity in this moment to approach your husband, the king, and find a way to actually save the Jewish people from destruction. And while Esther doesn't have a full-fledged plan, she does spend a few days planning how she'll execute her first move. And then with trepidation, she approaches the moment. And she does approach Ahasuerus, her husband, and does proceed to set the wheels in motion for saving the Jewish people. We're all Esther. And we should all be asking ourselves, Umi yodea im le'es kazois higat l'malchus. And how do we know It isn't for this moment that we have been born. I know it's a bit of a daunting statement, and there could be a few reasons why it's so daunting. One that I'd like to address is we sometimes feel intimidated that we need to make a difference on some sort of social, communal, national level. That's something that is constantly pushed on us through media. We celebrate heroes of a macro nature. But there is a very real idea of being an everyday hero. Everyday heroes are mothers and fathers, partners, children. Being who you are in the setting in which you live. Now, if you are a large character with a large sphere of influence, so you have to stand and rise to the moment that requires you to stand and rise on a large stage. And if you're a person that your stage is your family, or your stage is a classroom, or your stage is your office, whether big, small, whether you're the grandparent or you are the young mother, that's the stage. How do you know it isn't for this moment that you have arrived to do that which you need to do? So if it's about how am I going to find my stage, that's daunting. And just park that. The stages are there. Wherever you are, that's your stage. That's your throne. The other daunting aspect is that we could live with this message in a way that it's 24/7 haunting us. Is this the moment? Is this the moment? What Mordechai tells Esther is this is the moment. And how do you know this isn't the moment? You see, there were a lot of things that had to be brought into focus for Mordechai and Esther. Legislation had been passed to kill the Jews. Esther is the queen. She has access to the king. Mordechai has the scoop on what needs to happen. Mordechai is telling Esther, when you see the moments, you can't shy away from them. Meaning that there are these critical moments that we can make a difference. Of course, every moment is a moment that we make a difference, and we're constantly wearing many hats. What this particular quote of Umi Odea is referring to when the opportunity presents itself and you're questioning, do I have the capacity? Should I? Is this my responsibility? And we have to interrogate that moment, and we have to interrogate our fears and understand, is it a fear or is it logic? For Esther, it was being able to consult with someone, i.e. her uncle Mordechai. We may not be able to do this alone. But when these moments present, we do have to assess, is this our moment? And if it is, irrespective of how scary it may look, we have to face it. Because in that moment, we become the queen. And here's the kicker. When we become the queen, there's immense power that gets granted to us. Not because we're the queen, but because we dare. When we dare to take that step forward, when we dare to play the role that we must play in particular moments, when we step out of our comfort zone and when we begin to take initiative, that's when it all begins to happen. That's when a new energy flows into us, and that's when we start riding on something that's greater than us. And we find this throughout history, and the Pesach story has one very, very exceptional moment when Nachshon ben Aminadov, the chap who bolts forward when the Egyptians are bearing down on the Jewish people, we've fled from Egypt and we've been confronted by this body of water in front of us and the Egyptian army behind us, and he plows forward into the ocean, and only when the water reaches his nostrils does the sea split. The message that the Torah wanted to share with us, amongst other messages, is that the sea doesn't split when you put your toe in it. The sea will split when the water rises to your nose. When we have put in that initial gutsy effort, we unleash an incredible energy. We unleash incredible capacity that actually isn't available to us until we've gone to that degree. I want to ask you, can you identify a time in your life that you decided to do something or you were forced to do something, and only after beginning did a roadmap present itself? Only after beginning did opportunities come your way. Now, you can't plan for that. And there's no shortage of podcasts and videos on YouTube and books that talk about people that took the first step and then success came their way. You and I know it. Purim is there to remind us that it's true for every individual. It's not just for those who have the podcast or have the book. We are all such a podcast, such a book. We are all success stories waiting to happen.